Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting third. The left fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Maris reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Maris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maris. Skeezes moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skiza scores. Smith scores. Pisani moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pisani moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pisani scores. DeMaestri scores. Groff moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Stan Pichula now pitching. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula strikes out. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pisani hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Garver moves to second. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Groff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maris, who is chasing the ball. Groff reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Garver scores. DeMaestri goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Luskies is now playing left field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Wirtz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kenny Kuhn now playing second base. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Lou Skeezus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skeezus hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pisani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing center field. Jim Busby now playing left field. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Roger Maris now playing right field. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Tomanek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lopez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-1, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pisani hits a fly ball into left field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Groff hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-1, Athletics. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Cleet Boyer now playing third base. Preston Ward pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuhn hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-1, Athletics. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pisani hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris scores. Usher moves to third. It's 17-2, Athletics. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-5, Athletics. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Cal McLish. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuhn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 17-6, Athletics. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 17, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.